You are listening to WHFR Dearborn. Yes, it's the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and as promised, it's time for our live set from the band The Marvels, live in the studio. Are you ready, folks?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
With the ice water, the frosty chill feels nice, doesn't it? Lie down and stare at the air until all the things that you never wanna do. Took it up with the ice water, the frosty chill feels nice, doesn't it? Empire, we could
give a thought about them things and the ones we love. Remember the time when I said I do. I just gotta ask, do you love me too?
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And in the studio right now doing live music for us is the Marvels. And we are from the Flint area, correct? Let's see.
Yeah, we just relocated to Lansing.
Just relocated to Lansing. That's an interesting move, Flint to Lansing. Okay. All four of you, or...? Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, that's better. That's better.
Yeah, just a little tweaking necessary. That's what live radio is all about. All right, well, if you don't mind, if you can go around the room and introduce yourselves.
I'm Matt. I play guitar and do the vocals.
Okay. I'm Ernest Klingler. Play reverb guitar.
My name's Jake, and I play bass.
And let's see if we can hear the drummer. All right.
My name's Virginia, and I play drums.
Okay. How long you folks been playing together?
Since about November is when the four of us started playing together. The formation of the band happened about a year ago, though, last summer.
Okay.
The three of us, me, Jake, and Ernest, started writing some songs. And
okay. What did you do as far as drums then?
We had a friend who was drumming with us for a little while, but he ended up just quitting the band, and so Virginia started playing with us.
She happily stepped in.
Yeah, we had about 2 weeks, I think, before a show to get her friend.
Really?
And it all worked out pretty well.
It sounds like she stepped up to the plate then.
Oh, definitely.
That's great. Well, you guys sound good. You sound like you've been playing longer than that. That's just November, huh?
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. Some bands take a lot longer than that to gel, so that's cool.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so let's see. We got another one then?
Yeah, we have a few.
Arlene.
This next song is called Arlene.
Okay.
Thank you.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in the studio, The Marvels. Okay, I recognize the first one, Deep End. That's off of the Lost Dog EP, correct?
Yes.
All right, and do you have any other releases besides that one?
We have a ton of tape EPs, but nothing official. Everything done in our basement.
A lot of cassettes.
So still working on it then? As far as another release?
We're always kind of recording stuff.
And, mm-hmm.
I don't know, putting stuff online. I think Lost Dog is the most focused release, though.
Okay, that one was pretty much a DIY thing, wasn't it?
We did have the help of a friend mm-hmm. who does recording.
Ian Tinnan produced the whole thing.
What's that?
Our friend Ian Tinnan produced the whole thing for us. We just spent a few days in his basement working on some tracks. So.
All right.
Let's talk about that DIY, though.
Yeah, it's DIY, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't done at a professional studio, label or anything like that, you know. Okay. But do you have plans to release something in the near future, or?
Eventually we get to an album, but right now we're just kind of doing EPs at our leisure.
Yeah, just trying to get the word out and just have some fun and play.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what would be the best way for our listeners if they were interested to get a hold of your music then?
Well, you can find us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/Marvels Band.
Yeah. And also we have a Bandcamp, and that's right on our Facebook page. Our Bandcamp profile is where all the music is at.
Marvels.bandcamp.com.
Okay, so pretty much the best way is to start with Facebook and work your way from there then.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. And, I'm going to talk a little bit about the name, I guess, the Marvels. Obviously, there's kind of a comic book reference there, I take it?
That
one's all you.
That's all me.
No, not necessarily. I mean, we all read comics, but
she doesn't. Well, I guess me and Ernest, but mostly Ernest do, but we were not thinking about
it. We had a lot of not so good names before that.
I'm sorry?
A lot of weird names we were working with before that.
Uh-huh.
We just had to settle on one. So
Jupiter Jukebox, and
we had a.
What was that?
We had some terrible ideas for names. Is basically what they're getting at, and we just settled on Marvels.
That just sounded like the best one of the bunch, and it kind of stuck, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay, we got another one.
Yeah, this one's called George of the Jungle.
It's probably one of our first songs.
Yeah, yep. this is the second. I think it's the second song we wrote together. Oh, okay.
Well, there's definitely cartoon reference there. Okay, let's do it. George of the Jungle.
Thank you. double. It's here on the table, I know. What goes by the wayside sinks into your mind. Just beat up the background town.
All right. George of the Jungle. Where did that idea come from?
I think it's a fictional sort of person that really just doesn't have his stuff together.
Okay. That makes sense. Kind of alluding to the old cartoon. You folks weren't around back when that cartoon was on, were you?
No, I don't think so.
I think Dad was, though, wasn't he?
I believe he should have been.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a little bit. Not so much your father, Ernest, but people that influenced you music-wise. And I'm sure your father probably played a little part in that.
Yeah, I was exposed to a lot of pretty eccentric music at a young age. Mm-hmm. That definitely shaped my influences.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now we're all into a lot of the same stuff. I've been listening to a lot of Brian Jonestown Massacre and Pavement.
Okay.
Granddaddy is always a strong influence as well.
Okay. That's going back quite a few years. It doesn't seem like it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Definitely. What about you, Matt?
I think my biggest influences have been, like, probably Pavement. Like Ernest was saying, Pavement and Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Okay.
I like Modest Mouse a lot, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of older Modest Mouse stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff from Modest Mouse. We've been playing them for probably the last... Doesn't seem like it. I think the first time I played them was back in 97. They've actually been around that long. Yeah, most people probably didn't discover them until more like the 2000s.
Yeah, Good News and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, if you get a chance, check out their older stuff. It's even more like it's more eccentric than the stuff you hear today.
We're big fans of their early work.
Okay, yeah. Good, good. So you know what I'm talking about then. Yeah. What about you, Jacob?
About the same as them. We spent a lot of time listening to records together, and I mean that's why we started the band, because we all decided that we really liked Pavement, and that we needed to make a band that sounded somewhat like them, the best we could.
Pavement's a real common threat here.
Yeah, a bunch of ripoffs.
Okay. All right. How about Virginia? We haven't heard much from her. Come on over here.
She's way in the bag.
Yeah. We'll give her a second. Give her a chance to rest and breathe. And yeah.
Ship over all the chords.
Well, I like a lot of Arcade Fire and stuff they've been showing me, too. I really like the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Modest Mouse is good, too. Just, I don't know, I hear a lot of stuff from a lot of different stuff for drums, and since I just started playing, I just kind of watch and learn from everything.
Okay, so relatively speaking, you're kind of a clean slate right now. You're just getting started.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. But I think that's why you guys gel so well together, because you do definitely have the same influences. You kind of agree. You're not like in four different directions, right?
Yeah.
Not completely.
Not completely. I mean, it's okay for everybody to branch out, but when it gets too far out there, then things just don't work, right?
I don't think I'll ever get them to like Mac Miller completely, but
Mac Miller.
I'll keep trying.
That's not gonna
happen. Like a little bit of rap, too.
Hey, you never know. You know, two or three albums down the road, you never know. Especially with Ernest and his background, I'm sure.
Could be anything.
Yeah, that's great. You'll have to give my regards to your father as well, Ernest.
Yeah, he should be listening right now. I believe he does send his regards.
All right. And if he's listening one of these days when he comes back to Detroit, he's going to have to come visit me and play on
he's
the show.
Played the show before.
Yes, a couple times at least. So, good times. All right, let's get back to the music. I guess that's what we're here for. What do we have now?
What do we got?
This next song is it's called Lost Dog 3.
Okay.
about the good. Come on, run it back now. I'll always remember what she said. I'll always remember what she said. And come and run it back now. She said, baby, come back to bed. She said, our hearts are made of bomb, made of lead. She said, baby, come back to bed.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio. We have the Marvels. Mark and I were talking while you were playing that song, and he said that he heard something that reminded him of an artist known as Lloyd Cole and the Commotions. You ever heard of them? No? How about, in your guitar sound, Ernest, I'm hearing a little bit of Marquee Moon era Television. Is that familiar?
That's cool. That's
okay. So that one rings a bell then. Fans of those? Yeah. Yeah, that was a good band. All right. Okay. What did I want to talk about? Oh, yes. Any upcoming live shows anytime in the future?
Yeah, we got one Friday, June 20th.
Yes.
At the Flint Local.
Playing with our good friends 30th Century. Matt drums for them.
Ah, and, okay. An internal
Silent
plug.
Lions, One Blown Speaker, and The Hard Lessons.
Oh, The Hard Lessons.
Yeah, they're headlining.
The headlining. Okay, yeah, we're definitely familiar with them here, so that should be a pretty big show then.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, any other shows besides that? Or
that's the only one booked right now.
No, we've been really busy moving to Lansing. Yeah. We're trying to get a few shows there, but no luck yet.
Okay, I can understand. Moving itself is enough to keep somebody busy 24/7.
Right.
But that should be a good show. Again, one more time, it's Hard Lessons and yourselves and
30th Century, Silent Lions, and One Blown Speaker.
Not in that order.
Not in that order.
Right, but all that night, and that's at the local...
The Flint Local 432, June 20th.
June 20th. That's Friday, is it?
Yeah, it's a Friday.
Friday, okay. So no excuse. Even people in our listening area should be able to make a hop, skip, and a jump
out there,
up
catch
there.
Catch us.
It's just an hour drive,
That's all, you know. And, all right, and then for listeners that weren't here earlier, how do we get your music if we want it?
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Marvels Band. Then we have our Bandcamp page, which is...
Marvels.bandcamp. Mm-hmm. Or Marvels Band.
Marvels.bandcamp.
There you go. Yeah.
SoundCloud?
Say that again, because I feel like none of that was real clear. Jake, can you say it again?
No, you say it.
I didn't even catch it. I don't even know.
It's Marvels.bandcamp.com is our Bandcamp.
Okay. But ultimately, you start at Facebook and work your way out from there, then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got time for a few more. That's good. What do we have next?
Okay, this next song is called The Thing.
All right.
Thank you.
don't matter, does it matter to me? You can't buy me back, drift back to the scene. We love sound bites, the sounds of the free. Play them backwards, find what you're supposed to be. All the colors just fade to blue. I can only guess what's happened to you. Remember the days they really sucked, living the lies of the ones we love.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, The Marvels, doing the thing. Now, you can't deny there's a connection there. Come on. Even name only, we got to admit that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Something that I should have been doing all along here since I started the show, but I just figured since it's a little more personal for me, why don't you guys do a shout-out if you want to anybody that you want to that's listening?
I'd say that your parents.
Yeah, my parents.
We'd all individually like to thank our parents.
Yeah, yeah, let's all thank our parents.
If it wasn't for them.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
I want to thank Matt and Virginia's mom and dad for letting us practice there.
That's the only reason we're together right now.
Yeah. We practiced there for a good year.
Yeah.
They put out every Sunday.
That is really nice when you have parents that support, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'd give a shout out to Ian Tennant for, he's been a big supporter of us. He's come to all of our shows and helped record us.
Okay.
Joel from the Flint Local.
Yeah, Joel from the Flint Local.
He gives a show every month and
Always
been supportive.
Oh, okay, so the Flint Local's a regular haunt then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a nonprofit all-ages venue in Flint. And they
really?
Do a lot of good work with especially all-ages shows and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. I don't know if I've been there or not.
It's only been open...
Well, it's been open for a long time, but...
But it was closed for a while, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Okay.
Yeah, but it just opened back up, like, probably like a year and a half ago. We just started going probably this summer. But, yeah, they do a lot of good work.
All right. You know what? I'm just going to do a shout-out, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
To PBK.
PBK.
All right. Let's hear another track, then.
This is the first song we ever wrote as a band. It's called 211.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in the studio, The Marvels. So that was the very first song you guys did together as a whole?
It was the first song we wrote together as a band, yeah.
All four of you.
I think in last summer, just me and Matt in my apartment worked on that one.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, it looks like we're getting close to the top of the hour. We might as well just keep going so we can squeeze everything in, right?
Yeah, we got two more.
Yeah, we got two more songs.
No. Okay.
Thank you. you did, you'd make a fool out of me. I see you, please come to me. I'm tempted to call you up, I can see you, and it's not enough. I'm wasted on all these thoughts, crooked and broken wires tied together, these knots. I dream of you, it scares the death out of me. Out in the cold front porch, laid out on your partner's lawn. I'm hiding in a grocery cart, soup box, soda pop. It's all a waste of my time. I dream of you, it scares the death out of me.
Had to wait till that ended there. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. You've been listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, the Marvels. I want to thank you folks for coming in to play for us.
Thank you, Scott.
Hopefully you enjoyed yourself as much as we did.
Of course. We really appreciate the opportunity.
You're welcome. Our pleasure. All right.
I think we might tune up real quick and do one last one.
Okay, certainly. If you want to tune in, coming up at 6 o'clock, we have the radio mystery drama, Boston Blackie, and that'll take us till 7 o'clock, and then comes the Jump Button, all kinds of video game-themed music for you there, and you want to tune in next week, live in the studio, I'll have Bison Machine, so that should be another good one. And again, thanks to the Marvels for coming in to do a live show for us. And I will see you, of course, next Thursday for the Sounds from the Corridor show. Every Thursdays from noon to 2, and then, of course, back for Motor Live Drive at 5 at 4 o'clock. So that should take us to the top of the hour. We have one more track, one more live song from the Marvels. And I believe that one is called East Hills.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. Are we ready?
Just about.
Just about, okay. Not a problem. That's what live radio is all about. So we can do it right. Okay. See, you even get the extras here on the Motor Show. You get to hear the tune-ups as well. All right. All right. Nothing broke there, did it?
just an old keyboard.
Yeah, I hear you. But sometimes those things sound the best, don't they? The old ones?
Oh, yeah.
Is that one you borrowed from Dad, or?
It actually is.
Okay, well, who knows how old it is? No offense. Yeah.
Tiny bit.
Okay.
Oh, it's good? All right.
Good to go?
Good to go.
All right. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, The Marvels. Thank you. Listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR.